Joined now by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Like John Burton, he's a Yankees fan, so we'll end the discussion right now.
Hi, Greg. Hi, John.
Hey, coach. How are you? Good to talk to you, man.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. How's it been so far in the spring?
Good. Today will be number 13, and it's been really good. I've been pleased with it. Guys have had a wonderful attitude, and just feels good to be back out there. You know, we didn't have it last year, and kind of go at a slower pace, a little slower tempo, and really do a lot of coaching, a lot of teaching. And so it's been good in that respect. And knock on wood, you know, we've stayed fairly healthy. And I've been really, really pleased with, you know, how the guys have worked and their attitude. And, you know, I think we've had been satisfied with all the practice except one. We had one terrible practice early, and but we've been good ever since. So, I've been really pleased with the guys.
Rick, I'm glad you said that, because you just said you've had one bad practice. When you're in the middle of a bad practice, do you know what's happening? or do you, and how do you try to get the thing back? That's always, because it inevitably happens in every sport, you know, sure, for whatever reason. But when you're in the midst of a bad practice, what do you do?
That one, and most of the time, you know, I do the same thing, but I'll stop practice and I'll bring everybody up, you know, and talk to them and just tell them that, you know, what we're doing is not acceptable. It's not, you're not performing at a championship level, and, you know, you've got to raise your, you know, your competitive spirit, your juices, and get more energy. And, you know, the spring's always harder because there's not that goal at the end of the week or that reward at the end of the week of getting to be able to play a game. You know, so you're going 3 days a week, you're going against the same guy, your teammate, it's every day is the same. So you try to change your practice schedules up from that standpoint. But I've always stopped it in the middle and, you know, tried to get it going back again. And so we don't waste a complete day.
Coach, you mentioned it at the start. Does it feel a little bit more normal this spring as opposed to last year with COVID, et cetera?
It does, in a sense. We're still wearing masks at practice. You know, I'm not doing team meetings mm-hmm. before practice. You know, we're still meeting outside, you know, in the position group. You know, we're still doing all those, the COVID protocol stuff that we did in the fall. So from that respect, it seems like we're still involved in this thing, you know. But then conversely, you know, we didn't have this last year, and we're able to get out and practice. So it does feel better. It feels a little bit, you know, like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit. But, you know, we're still following all the, you know, the rules, the protocol stuff that we did in the fall. So a little bit different, but still you got, you know, putting that mask on, it still kind of brings you back to, you know, we're still in this thing.
MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Part of that's not having a spring game, and I know a lot of coaches just prefer not to have a spring game, period, quite frankly. But maybe you're in that group. But the decision not to have a spring game, but don't you get as much done in, or probably more so in the scrimmages?
I 100%, Greg. You know, and I've done both. We've done spring games here, and, you know, and we've not done them, and I'm not doing one this week. And what I've kind of evolved to doing is, you know, Saturdays have kind of been everybody's spring scrimmages, you know. And so what we've done here, or especially this year, is, you know, we'll get 30, 40 plays of scrimmage on Tuesday. We'll get 30, 40 plays of scrimmage on Thursday. You know, so now you've got 60 to 80 plays that you've scrimmaged, you know, within your practice schedule. And then Saturday, you know, you get 30 or 40 more along with your practice. So at the end of the week, you know, you've still gotten 120, 150 plays of scrimmages that normally on a Saturday you'll get, you know, anywhere from 90 to 110. So we're getting more scrimmage work doing it this way, and it's kept us healthier because, you know, you're not asking guys to go 110 plays in a day. You know, they're having to go 30 plays, 40 plays a day. So I like that, and plus we've been able to, because we are young at some positions, you know, those guys, young guys have gotten coached all day. They've gotten coached in the different drills, their individual stuff, and all that. So I like it better doing this way. And, you know, just one, it's kept us healthier. And I think we're a better team because of it, because, you know, guys are getting coached every second of the day, except as opposed to when it's a scrimmage all day. And, you know, you may get 110 total plays, but you as an individual only got 30 plays. And so we're just getting a lot more coaching doing it this way, Greg.
New offensive coordinator Brent Dierman, he was the OC at Kansas last year. He's worked several places up the pole trying to get, you know, career-wise, and now the OC and quarterback's coach for you. Tell us about Brent Dierman, and obviously the offense is always going to be an extension of you. We know that, but talk about Brent Dierman, that hire.
You know, I'm really pleased. I really like our staff. And I've said it all along, we had to get more production from our running game with our running backs, and we're doing that. You know, we've got a good package offensively, and that's not to say we didn't before, because we did. But you know, we just I think we're more balanced now in how we in our offensive scheme and what we're trying to do and what we're doing. Brent's a very good teacher. He's a very good coach. Our guys, our players have, you know, really picked up on the offense really well, really quick. I've been pleased with where we are, you know, after, you know, 12 practices, today being 13, of where we are. But, you know, Greg's got a good plan, Brent's got a good plan, a good system. And, not to say you didn't either, Greg.
Well, no, we're going to throw the damn ball. I'll just tell you that right now. We're chucking it all over the field.
Fourth and 30 from your own 15. Yeah. We're going for it.
We're like that Arkansas high school coach. We never punt.
We don't punt.
I've been really pleased with, you know, where we're at and how our players have responded to him.
Coach, such a weird year last year, tough year last year with COVID, a lot of cancellations, a lot of, you know, just a lot going on for you and your team last fall. Given all that, what was your overall message to your team at the start of spring drills?
Probably even more so before spring ball is back when we came back in January.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little slogan made up, you know, put it on their T-shirt, be the change, plus one. And to me, I explained it to them that it encompasses everything, that, you know, be the change of what's going on in our society, you know, how we treat people, you know, the respect that we show people or the disrespect that we show people, that be the change, that you be the guy that changes what's going on in our country. And when you become a father and a husband, you know, how you're going to raise your kids, how you're going to educate them to how they look at what's going on. And then the plus one was bring somebody along with you. And the same thing with, you know, school or weight room or ball, football, that be the change. You be the change of why we're going to be better in football this year, and then bring somebody else along with you. You know, that encompasses the leadership part of it. You know, you're a good leader. You know, let's bring somebody else along with you. Leadership is influence and getting somebody to follow you in a positive way. So I that's the message that I tried to instill in them, and, you know, to get better every day. You know, be a better student, be a better man, be a better person, be a better friend, be a better football player every day individually. And then, you know, collectively as a team, once we started spring ball, that, you know, you don't let a day go by without trying to get better individually and collectively as a team. So John's kind of been that message the, you know, whole time since we came back in mid-January.
Well, I like that slogan. I'll get that T-shirt. I like that a little bit better than "we're vibing," even though I'm happy the Preds are playing well. So well done, Coach.
Rick, there's a ton load of topics out there. I'm going to hit you with a couple of them. The transfer portal, in and out, and it's the wild, wild west. And if the NCAA approves, and we think they will, the one-time transfer, doesn't that scare the bejesus out of you? It does me. Even now, you know, with the normal thing, people transfer for, quite frankly, you know, because they got their, you know, they got butt hurt because you chewed on them or something. You know, it's really going to be wild to see how this all plays out.
It is, and you know, it's here to stay. You might as well accept it. You might as well embrace it because it's here. And you know, it does put teams, you know, in a bad situation because, you know, it's going to be harder to manage your roster, and they're going to pass it today, and I hope they put some dates in there that, like, just talk about football, that, you know, by, say, mid-December, you know, you have to declare if you're going to leave or not, because at least that gives a team a chance to replace you from a recruiting standpoint. If, you know, you think you've got your team set, and then here comes next Monday, we finish with spring ball, and I got 10 guys to come in and say, you know, they're going to go in the portal. Well, I can't replace you, you know, so it puts you in, coaches in a precarious situation that, you know, it's hard. And because the NCAA has said that, you know, they're going to put a hard cap on 25. So if you sign 25 guys, you know, in December, February, and then you have 10 guys leave in March, April, well, your team is only 75, so you're 10 behind everybody else. But, you know, it's here, and, you know, you guys don't get to see it. But that portal, I mean, we get emails. I get an email every morning. There's 25 to 50 guys in it every day. There's probably over 3,000 players in the portal right now, and there's not that many scholarships, there's not that many places for people to go, and I think that, you know, reality may set in, you know, after this year, and people say, hey, you know, that grass is still green, you know, and jumping in there doesn't guarantee that I'm gonna have a place to land, and some of them will, but there's gonna be more that don't than do. And but it is, you know, it is a little scary, you know. And I think next year, Greg, John, I think next year, if there's 3,000 in the portal, there may be 6,000 in it, just because colleges weren't able to get out and evaluate players, high school players this year, that colleges will have made a lot of mistakes. High school kids that signed, junior college kids that signed somewhere, they made a lot of mistakes. They're going to say, hey, I thought I was coming to this, and I'm not, because they never got a chance to see it. They never got a chance to get on campus. So you throw that into it. You know, we signed you, and, man, you ain't what we thought you were. And, you know, so it's going to be – I think next year is going to be really, really crazy because of that aspect.
Name, image, likeness. I know the NCAA is hoping the Supreme Court bails them out, or at least gives it a stay. But each state is doing their own thing, you know, you're recruiting. Let's just hypothetical here. You're recruiting against Marshall. You're a Conference USA rival, and the kids, you know, 4-3-4, whatever. The Marshall, the car dealer in Huntington, Virginia, is going to give that player a better deal than the car dealer in Murfreesboro. So you're out. You know, and I'm serious. I know it sounds ludicrous, but that's what it's going to come down to with a lot of these players.
I think you're right. And again, that's here. That's coming.
Yep.
You know, again, so you got to get a plan for it. Because just like every recruit now, they all ask, how much do I get for cost of attendance? So the next question is going to be, you know, how much, you know, what are you going to do for me to enhance my brand? What are you going to do for me to, you know, get commercial or not commercials, but, you know, ads, TV, all that stuff that, you know, where I can make a little bit of money. And, you know, again, that's here and that's going to happen. And you think about, you throw that in with the transfer part of it, that, you know, I'm here at, you know, Johnny University, and I can go to Greg University because, you know, I can get $1,000 a month of cost of attendance. I only get $300 here. Plus, I can go do this commercial at the Mercedes dealership and, you know, get, you know, $500 as opposed to $50. So, you know, and then high school kids, they can all get an agent now. So, you know, the agent is going to be constantly trying to, you know, work deals for them. And it'll be interesting what the NCAA, you know, finally decides on what, you know, what you can and can't do with the NLI part of it.
And they hope they get a good accountant, too, because they got to pay taxes on that. So that should be fun. Rick, always a pleasure. And I know you're finishing up. Enjoy the spring. I know you can't get out and recruit. So just watch that transfer portal.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, they're voting today also. So it looks like we'll be able to have camps this summer.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. That's great news, yeah. Coach.
Yeah, and that'll get kids, being able, high school kids, a chance to get on college campuses and see, and us evaluating all that too. So hopefully all that stuff goes through also.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Bye.